ask you to turn with me to Psalm 119, verse 24 tonight. And I just want to speak for the next few moments on being thankful for the testimony of the Lord. On Sunday night, every testimony that was given, every word that was spoken Sunday night was a testimony of the Lord, what He's done in their lives, what He's led them to do, what He's allowed them to do, what He's brought them through. I don't know about you tonight, but that's something to be thankful for tonight. Where God's brought us from, what He's done in our life, and what He continues to do. I started this off with saying this: everyone in this room is blessed tonight. You are tonight. I'm blessed. I'm thankful tonight that I'm in this place. I'm thankful tonight that I'm a child of God. I'm thankful tonight that I'm washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful tonight that I do have a testimony tonight that I can say the Lord did it. Hey, it's the Lord's doing. Everything that goes on, it's the Lord's doing. Tonight in Psalm 119 and verse number 24, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. I want to read one verse, and then I want to go to verse 33 through 35, and that's what I want to preach on tonight. And this is it: thankful for the testimony of the Lord. Bible says tonight in Psalm 119 and verse number 24, "Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors." Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence tonight, I thank You tonight for the testimonies as shared in this place in any given time. I thank You tonight, Father, that we can stand and we can say that You've been better than good to us. Lord, I thank You tonight that we can gather tonight. And Lord God, just lift up Your name tonight. Lord, we don't only have to be thankful at Thanksgiving, but Lord, I'm thankful all the days of my life. I pray that I am, Father. I pray that I don't look to a pity party, but I pray, Father, that I just shout from the mountaintops that You're able and You're willing tonight to meet every need in my life. And Lord, I thank You tonight that the testimony of Your Word tonight, this Bible tonight, that we can look to it and we can lean on it tonight. Father God, I pray tonight that You bless every prayer request that was mentioned. I pray right now that You bless everyone that's in this place. The ones that couldn't come, I ask You to bless them. Lord, I pray tonight would be a night of refreshing when we walk out, Father, just to see Your testimony and what You do in the Word of God tonight. Father, I thank You for this night. I thank You for my brethren. I thank You for my sisters tonight. Lord, I thank You tonight that we can come to this place and we got security team that keeps us safe tonight. I thank You tonight that we got the Holy Ghost that keeps us safe tonight. Lord, I thank You tonight that we can gather and there's nothing but unity in this place. Father, I love You and I thank You, and I pray the testimony always be at this church that we are doing Your will. Father, I love You and I thank You, and I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name tonight, and all of God's people see it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight, thankful for the testimony of the Lord. Tonight, as we come in verse number 24, the psalmist wrote this, that the testimony of the Lord was his counsel tonight. That word of God tonight was his counsel tonight. And that's what he looked to in his life as a counsel tonight, one that would be his counselor, the one that would lead him or the one that would guide him. He knew that he could look into the Word of God for direction and guidance and rely on that testimony of the Lord. But tonight when I read that this week and I got thinking about the testimonies that were shared the other night and what them testimonies do in our life, you know what? How pitiful it would be that if a man of God or a woman of God had no testimony that God had did anything in their life. If they had no testimony that God had did one thing in their life, they not have one testimony, you know how sad that would be. If only thing they could say, they couldn't say nothing about God, they didn't know nothing about God, they come to church all their life, and they not had one testimony that God did anything in their life, what kind of counsel would that be? But tonight, the psalmist said there's some areas in his life that a testimony will do tonight, and what he'll do in a local body church tonight. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 33, why I'm thankful for the testimony of the Lord tonight. The Bible says tonight, number one, I'm thankful because the testimony of the Lord, it teaches me, amen? It teaches me some things in my life, and it teaches me what I need on a daily basis. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm not a very good student, so I have to be taught. I have to have hands-on when I'm taught something. You can't just tell me how to do it, and I go and do it, but you must teach me. I must have hands on. And the Bible says tonight in verse 33, he says this. He says, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes." Tonight I see that the testimony of the Lord, it teaches me some things in my life. It teaches me, number one, the statutes of the Lord. I want to give you this tonight. A statue of the Lord would be this. It would be the statue of the Lord. When you looked at the Lord, you would be able to see the way that you should go. You would be able to see the path that you should get on and the way that it leads you. Hey, when you ask the Lord to teach you, hey, tonight, when you ask God to teach you, hey, God, I want a testimony in my life that you teach me that you are the way. I want you to teach me by your testimonies that you are the path that I should be on. I want you to teach me by your testimony that you are the truth, or you're the model that I need to go by. And tonight, I love this, and I thought about it. I thought about Brother David when I thought about the statues of the Lord and for the Lord to teach me. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter number 3 tonight, and we're going to look at this tonight. And Brother David, this is his key verse tonight. This is ever since I've been the pastor. This has been the verse that he goes to. And tonight, I'm thankful for this testimony that the Word of God teaches me tonight. It teaches me to rely on Him. It teaches me to put all my faith in Him, all my trust in Him. He is my provider tonight. He is my protector tonight. Jesus Christ, He is my priest tonight. I have no high priest but Jesus Christ. Amen. I have no mediator between me and God but the man, Christ Jesus. Look what he says tonight. I love this. In Proverbs chapter number 3 and verse number 5, the Bible says, and if you want him to teach you something, you must do this. You must do this. If you say, I want God to teach me in my life the testimony that he wants me to have. Look what he says tonight in Proverbs 3, 5. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Number one, if he's going to teach you, he's going to teach you to trust in him. Tonight I ask you a question. Do you trust in God tonight? Do you trust in God forever? At this time of the year, to be thankful, you're going to have to put your trust in Him. Even when it looks dark and it looks gloomy, we put our trust in Him. He says this, Lord, teach me your testimony tonight to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not only do I trust in the Lord, though, but I must not lean on what I know. Have you ever thought about that tonight? And when it comes to somebody teaching you something, if you want them to teach you, you can't lean on what you know if you're going to allow them to teach you. And you're going to have to trust them that they know the way, they know what's right, their statutes is right, and what they do is right. Now, you may have a way that you can go, but it may not be the right way. And tonight, when he says, Lord, I want your testimony to teach me the way to go, number one, I must trust him with all my heart. If I'm going to have somebody teach me something, I'm going to have to trust them. If I want them to show me something, I'm going to have to trust what they're teaching me. And I can't lean on my own understanding. I got to lean on what they tell me to do. I got to lean on them if I want that testimony to be that they're the one that taught me how to live the life that I'm supposed to live. You know what tonight? It ain't all about salvation, but it's about a relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. When I got saved, that is the most important thing in my life, that I'm blood-bought, heaven-bound. Amen? But I want you to know tonight, there's so much more to it than just salvation. It is a relationship with Christ Jesus. If I was just married to my wife and we had no relationship, we never got along, I never talked to her, I never spent time with her, I never told her I loved her, I never had anything to do with her, what kind of relationship would that be? It would be on the rocks, it'd be rocky. But tonight, that testimony that, hey, God teaches me tonight to trust Him with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding, but to lean on Him. Amen? And when it gets dark and you don't know where to lean, you always lean on God. And I promise you, He'll never let you down. I'm thankful for that testimony to trust in the Lord. He teaches me to do that. He teaches me tonight not only to trust Him, but to lean not on what I know, but what He knows. And I love this part here. And He said, in all thy ways, whoo, in all thy ways, no matter if you eat, drink, no matter what you do, do it all to the Lord. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. No matter what you do in your life, if He's going to be your teacher tonight and you're going to be thankful for that testimony, you're going to have to acknowledge Him in everything you do. When you learn something in the Word of God, you can't take it on your own, what you've done, but you're going to say, I thank God that He allowed the Holy Spirit to show me in the Word of God tonight. You know what, tonight, I think about that so many times. I think about how God, He uses us in mighty ways and mighty things. And you hear people say this all the time. Oh, I got a new revelation. There's a new revelation that God gives me. I got good news tonight. There is no new revelation. Hebrews said, there is no new revelation. Now, you may learn something new in the Word of God, but it's always been there. Can I get an amen? It may be new to you, but it ain't new to God. He ain't giving nobody no new revelation. Everything you need is in this cover tonight. He said that when you go back to the text in verse 24, the testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. This book is my counsel. It is what I'm thankful for tonight. When I'm down and out, you know what it does? It lifts me up. When I'm in a pit and I don't know what to do, it brings me out of that pit. It is what I stand on tonight, the Word of God tonight. He says this, he said, it teaches me, number one, to trust in the Lord. It teaches me, number two, to lean not on what I know, but it teaches me, number three, to always acknowledge the Lord in every area of my life. In every area of my life, I must acknowledge the Lord and what he does in my life. Tonight, I want to give you this as we go back to the text tonight in verse 33. He says, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it until the end. I see tonight that one testimony that I'm thankful for is the testimony that the God, Lord God, he teaches me. I want to ask you a question tonight. Has he ever taught you anything? Brother Grant, tell me something he's taught you. Have you patient? Brother David, what's something he's taught you? Trust him. Don't you think about that tonight. What has he taught you? Man, what has he taught you? If you've been saved any time, he's taught you something. And I'm going to tell you something. That little boy I got at home, the Lord is teaching me through him so much. You know what? He's 9 months old and 2 weeks old. He's 9 months and 2 weeks. And when he was born just a babe, just as we are, as we're born in Christ Jesus. We're a babe. He's a babe. But I've learned something, Brother Harold, in his 9 months. And when he first started, he had to be toted everywhere. When you get born again, you got to be toted everywhere you go. But when you get to about 9 months old in your Christian walk, just like in your earthly walk, every kid's going to walk eventually. It ain't going to be 10 years and them still crawling around. As Christians tonight, we must not be crawling around. We must be up walking around and doing what God's called us to do. If you've only been saved 9 months, I agree, you ought to be crawling around a little bit. But there's going to come a time in your life, he's going to teach you that you don't always have to crawl. There's a time, that little boy of mine, he's going to be at the place where those he's going to be walking. And just as a person of God, about 14 months, you ought not be crawling no more. You ought to be up walking, because the Word of God teaches us that he's got more for us to do than to just crawl around. Amen? He's got more for us to do. And I've learned something about that little fella. He's done got teeth, so he won't be long. He won't be on the milk. He's going to be on the meat. Hey, if you're in here tonight and you've been saved any length of time and you're still on the milk of God, let him teach you something and put you on that meat tonight. I thank God tonight for the meat of the Word, don't you? I thank God when I dig in there and he teaches me that I need to do things in my life. Hey, I want you to know he's delivered a lot of things in my life, but there's one thing that I still want him to deliver me from, and I want him to tame my tongue. Amen? Hey, I want you to know that there's things in my life I still want him to deliver me from, but he's teaching me a little along the way. That little boy, I want you to know, when he gets to be about 5 or 6 years old, he might be drinking whole milk, but he won't be drinking that milk that costs $40 a can. Brother Rodney, here. 11 months, he's done, son. We might cut him off before then. Why? Because he's not supposed to be on that. A child of God in this house, if you've been saved over a year, you shouldn't be on the milk. You should be getting toward a little bit of meat, a little bit of something else. There's a lot of Christians that's been saved 20 years still on the milk of the Word, need to be on the meat. Why? Why are they still on the milk? They're not allowed God to teach them. They're still leaning on what they think instead of what God thinks. So tonight, I'm thankful for that testimony tonight. He's taught you patience. He's taught you to trust him. I don't know what you. I got two more points I'm coming to tonight. So you get ready. I'm gonna call on somebody now. I don't know who it is. Whoever the Lord points me to. But tonight, number one, he's taught me something. He's taught you something tonight. He's taught me in my life to trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Let's look in verse 34 tonight. Amen. Man, I'm thankful for that tonight. I am so thankful for that tonight that I can trust him tonight. Got over there to do that test. They said, take everything out of your pockets. Take everything out. I took my cell phone out. Took my billfold out of my pocket. And he said, you got anything else? Oh, yeah, I got one more thing. I reached down my pocket and I had pocket crosses. Amen. You know what the first thing that man says? What's that? He's taught me something. Just carry it on you. You never know when somebody's going to make you pull it out, even when you don't have to. Get everything out of your pockets. I wouldn't have shared it with him if I wouldn't have had it on me. He's taught me some things along life's way. He's taught me some things along life's way. Let me give you a second thing tonight in verse number 34. Boy, I enjoy this, don't y'all? Man, he just teaches you. Man, the testimony of the Lord, how he just teaches. Let me show you the second thing I seen when I studied this and I thought about it. Thankful for the testimony of the Lord. Number one, he teaches you. Number two, the testimony of the Lord gives me understanding. When he teaches, when he does the teaching, you'll understand it. When he does the teaching, you'll understand it. If you want something done at home If Brother David wants something done, he tells Dolores to tell Garrett and for Garrett to tell Bellamy, Bellamy probably not going to get it. I'll never forget when we was in school, they'd get about 30 of us. We'd be in a classroom. The teacher, you probably do this, Miss Jeffries. You can do this when you school kids. Get you one up there and tell them something you want them to do and say, I want you to tell everybody in the classroom and get them in, that kid will do it. When it got to that other kid, it was off the wall. You might have started off with, I love you, and it got over there, and it was a story that long. Why? Because he's teaching you. And he wants you to understand what he's teaching you tonight. Let me show you this in the text. He says, not only the testimony teaches me of the Lord teaches me, but the testimony of the Lord, it gives me understanding tonight. Look what he says in verse 34. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. So tonight, I want you to get this tonight. I want to break this down tonight, what he has showed me here, and I want to show it to you. Give me understanding that I, look at this, give me understanding that and I shall keep thy law. I understand that the psalmist says, if you'll give me understanding, I'll obtain it or I'll receive this counsel that you're trying to give me. If you will give it to me, Lord, if you'll show me, give me the understanding that I need, I'll be able to obtain it. When you want to teach me something and you want to give me understanding, I'll obtain it when you're the one that teaches me what I need. Look with me, if you will, to Proverbs chapter number 1 and verse number 5. He says that understanding tonight, if you'll give me that understanding tonight, then I'll be able to be taught what you want to teach me. Proverbs 1:5 tonight talks about to obtain that understanding tonight, what he wants you to do. In Proverbs 1:5, the Bible says, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. He said, if you'll give me that understanding, I'll be able to have the counsel that I need. But then he says also in verse 35, not only if you give me that understanding, I will be able to obtain it, but if you'll give me that understanding, I will be able to observe what you want me to do. He said, if you'll show me and you'll teach me, if I can watch what you want me to do, if I can see what you want me to do, if you'll give me that understanding, I'll know how to be the child of God that you called me to do. I'll walk the way that you want me to walk. I'll have happiness in my life. I'll be thankful when I need to be thankful. I will be appreciative when I need to be appreciative. If you'll be the one that'll teach me and give me that understanding tonight. Look what he says, give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. He said, not only will I obtain it, but I'll keep it. What does that mean? He says, I'll observe it. I'll observe your law. Do we do away with the Ten Commandments? Well, Lord, no. He come to fulfill them. But we don't do away with them. Why? Because they're his. He says this tonight, I'll obtain it, I'll observe it. Not only to obtain is to receive his counsel, and to observe is to remember his counsel. He says, but not only I'll obey it. If you'll teach me and give me understanding, I'll be able to obey it. If you'll just teach me and give me understanding, I'll be able to obey it. Look what he says in the end of 35. I shall observe it with my whole heart. Man, I'm telling you what, I don't know about you, but when somebody's taught me something and I go back to do it, I want to do it with my whole heart. I hadn't been at this church very long at all, and we was building ramps. And Brother David, he was out there helping us build them ramps. So he wasn't helping, he was leading building them. And I was out there, I hadn't been out there long, we was cutting boards, and I started screwing them down. And Brother Kevin, you're going to know this right off the bat. I started screwing them things down, and he come back, unscrewed them, and said, that ain't the way it goes. I'm thinking, 36 inches, man, laid down? It's pretty self-explanatory, you know? He said, smiley face up. I looked at that board all over. I'm like, where in the world is a smiley face at on this board? Is it down? That's why I got it wrong. I was putting them the wrong way. That's why I don't get that job no more. I'm on the post hole digger. Thank you. But you know what he did? He taught me. Evidently, I didn't listen. Or I didn't get the understanding the way I should. But I understood that it wasn't the way that it wanted done. Tonight, when the Lord comes to you and he tries to teach you something, he's going to give you understanding that you do it the right way. Let me show you this tonight, if you will, to 2 Timothy chapter number 2 in verse number 7 tonight, if you'll turn with me there. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 in verse number 7. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, in verse number 7. We're talking about when I'm thankful that he teaches me, and I'm thankful that he gives me understanding tonight. 2 Timothy chapter number 2, in verse number 7, the Bible says, consider what I say. And the Lord, man. And the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Have you ever been by bedside of a family and they say, I just don't understand? You ever been with somebody who's got a doctor's report in and they say, I just don't understand? You ever been with a church member and they say, I don't understand. I don't understand why all this is going on in my life. I don't understand. Can I say to you tonight, he says, consider what I say and the Lord. If you don't understand right now, just keep waiting on him. He's going to give you the understanding. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Man, I've had to do that in my own life. And it takes patience. And it takes trust in him. He's going to give me that. This time of year, we have to be thankful for what God has done in our life. It has been, man, 19 years ago. One of my favorite times of the year is Thanksgiving. Man, I love Thanksgiving. Nothing to do with being thankful. Man, nothing to do with being thankful. Nothing to do with eating turkey. Nothing to do with that. I used to take them for granted. But when I got out of jail, and I always bring this up time of year, and I can't help it. I'm thankful, man. My heart's grateful for what God's done. When I got out of jail, they said, you're going to rehab. And I said, when am I going? And the lawyer said, you see, you're no longer your own. You've been, they're putting you, they do what they want to with you. When you get in the court system, they do what they want to with you. You don't get no say. You go and do. When you're court ordered, you don't say, well, I think I might, or I think I might want to. You do what they say. And I said, well, when am I going to go? He said, tomorrow. I said, 2 days is Thanksgiving. Can I not wait after Thanksgiving? He said, that's not my problem. Man, I sat in that car and I squalled like a baby. I said, Lord, God, I'm going to be away from my family at Thanksgiving. There Brandy is, she's pregnant with Kaylee. Man, they take me up there, Brother Brent, and they drop me off. And they drop me off at that place. They leave me there. And I'm talking about, he's teaching me something even when I was lost. Now I understand. And as I got to that place, Thanksgiving rolled around, and I got one phone call. And that phone call was for 5 minutes is all you could call. You had to put no money in it. They just made sure your 5 minutes is all you're getting. And I don't know if my family had a family get-together on my mom's side in years. I don't think they had. But that year, they decided to have a family get-together. And there I was, where I could not get away to where they was at. And I called on that phone, and Brandy, they was all at the family get-together, and they was on the other end. And I said, hey, baby, what y'all doing? She said, oh, man, we're having a good time. We're doing this. And she just kept telling me what they was doing. But we sure miss you. And she said, are you okay? BJ, answer me. 5 minutes, all I wanted to talk to her, Brother Kevin. But the pain and anguish and all that was on me, standing there knowing that I put myself in that place. My own choice, I'm standing there. My family's over there and I'm separated. Man, the Lord was speaking to me. That's what's going to happen one day. If you don't give your life to me, your family's going to be over there and you're going to be over here separated for eternity. And as I stood there with that phone in my hand, all I could do was weep and cry and squall. Squall my eyes out. And I get off the phone, my whole 5 minutes is wasted. All I've done is sit there and squall. 5 minutes wasted. 2 days later, she calls me back. 2 days later now. On a Saturday, she calls me back and she says, my granddaddy is at the point of death. Man, you're talking about stuff piling on a man. You're talking about at a time in your life when you're supposed to be thankful. And I may be talking to somebody tonight. And you're dabbling and you need to quit dabbling. You need to get right with God because you could be there. That's what gets you there, dabbling. It don't have to be drugs. It don't have to be drinking. You can dabble in something, put you in jail. Next thing you know, you're away from your family. You're incarcerated. You're gone. You're no longer around them. Man, listen to me tonight. I'm thankful at this time of year. And she called me back, and she said, my granddaddy's fixing to die, and he's at the point of death. And she said, I just wanted you to know. And I said, well, I'm coming home. She said, you can't come home. I said, I'm coming home. Brother OJ, I hung up that phone. I went out to my counselor. I said, I'm gone. I'm going home. I said, I'm going to where my wife is. Now, God's teaching me. He taught me something there, gave me understanding through one man that night that I still use to this day. Even when I was lost, he was teaching me, and he's giving me understanding. I walked in there, I said, I'm gone, man. He said, that's fine, go. But just please listen to me just for a minute, if you don't mind. And then you can go. And when you walk out, I'm going to call the police, and they'll pick you up right there at the end of the road. But just listen to me, please, just for a minute. What do you want? He said, son, he was wise beyond his years. He said, son, all I want to tell you is that if you wouldn't hear, you was out in the world doing what you want to do, you wouldn't be there for your wife anyway. Man, I want to knock his head off. But he told me the honest to God truth. If you wasn't in here, you wouldn't be there anyway. You'd be out doing what you wanted to do. You'd be out drugging, drinking, doing what you want to do. But now, if you think you really want to go and spend time with her, you go and I'm going to call you. You won't even get to her. What'd you do, preacher? I listened. He talked to me in a way, and it was not that man talking to me. It was the Holy Ghost of heaven talking through that man. I understood very clearly. It was painful, but it was priceless, Brother J.D. I will never forget that as long as I live. That man, God used that man to teach me something and to give me understanding in a way that I could understand it. Tonight, somebody in this room, you may need it that way that you can understand it tonight. You've been patted on the back. You've had it your way too long, and it's time that you do it God's way. You know, even Christians get that way in their life. This time of year, I'm thankful now that I'm going to get to spend Thanksgiving with my family. Every Thanksgiving after that. Man, I kick my feet up at Mama's. You know when you go to Mama's house, you don't have to take your shoes off. You can make a mess and leave it, and she'll clean it up when you leave. You know what I do when I go to Mama's? Brother Harris got a candy bowl. I get down my candy, I throw it back to Bo, or stuff it in the counter, and down in a recliner. She'll call me and say, "What's this candy?" I said, "Mama, I just wanted you to know I was there." See, there's a time in my life, though, I couldn't do that. There's a time in my life that I couldn't be there. I didn't only make an oath with God, but I made an oath with myself that I wasn't going to miss another Thanksgiving. Christmas, whatever. At that moment in my life, Thanksgiving meant more to me at that moment than any birthday, any holiday, anything in my life, because I couldn't be where I wanted to be. Tonight, you have no excuse to get where you need to get tonight and to be thankful that God's moved on your life. I want to ask somebody tonight, has God taught you something and you understood it? And you understood it exactly. Brother Brad, have you understood what God's told you? Trust him. Last thing. Wonderful, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else in here tonight got understanding? You say, I understand now. I got it so clear one time in my life, I understand. There's no gray area. I know. I know now what I'm supposed to be doing. He's taught me. I understand. I'll give you the last thing that I'm thankful for tonight. I'm thankful tonight that he teaches me. I'm thankful tonight he puts it where I can understand it. I can't stand somebody. You ever had somebody beat around the bush? You ask them a question, like the other day, my wife said, "Who put the tea jug down there? Did Kaylee put it down there?" I just kept walking. She said, "Kaylee, why'd you put that down there?" I beat around the bush. Beating around the bush don't get it, causes problems. If you'll just tell it straight, they'll understand it. I'll give you the last thing tonight. I'm thankful tonight that he teaches me by his testimony. I'm thankful tonight that he gives it to me the way that I can understand it. Listen, there's preachers that scholared. They know Hebrew, Greek. Son, they know, I'm telling you, they're 100 times over my head, and I thank God for them. There's people that needs that. There's people that needs that kind of preaching, I promise you. What can I say to you tonight? I like the way he gives it to me. He teaches me. I understand it. And I walk different than I ever walked. Look with me, if you will, back in the text, Psalm 119. We just go to the house. I know y'all ready. Psalm 119 and verse 35. When I look at this book, he teaches me by the book of Proverbs. When I look at this book, I see in 2 Timothy that he gives me understanding. And when I look at this book, I see in verse 35, by the Lord's testimony, he makes me to go in the right path. When I look at this book, I don't look at the world. I don't look at the things of this world. If I look at the things of this world, they're going to tell me, you don't need to do that now. You don't need to go that way. But when I look at the book tells me exactly which way I need to go. If the world says don't go that way, but the book says go, I go the way of the book. Amen? The world says preach on love. No, you preach on truth and they'll get love. They'll get love. This church is not built on love. It's built on the truth. The church is built on the truth of the Word of God. And the truth of the Word of God is this, is that God loves you, but there's a penalty for sin. And that's why he sent Jesus to the cross. Jesus didn't die a martyred death. Listen to me. He died a death to pay for my sin and to pay for your sin. Nobody took his life. He laid it down. Nobody took it. He laid it down. Look in verse 35. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. And I say that tonight to say this, that I'm thankful tonight for the way he teaches me, the way he gives it to me, and the way he makes me go. Turn with me, if you will, and I'm going to stop right here. Matthew, we're talking about how he makes me go in the path. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. We've talked about how he teaches us, how he gives me understanding, and the path that he puts me on. When he teaches you and he gives you understanding, he's going to put you on path. Look what he says. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. And I take his word literally. I take it. He says in verse 13, enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. He said tonight that the testimony of the Lord makes me to go, number one, on the straight path. When I look at the Word of God tonight, I look at the straight path. When I read this book tonight, I understand tonight by his testimony, written in red, by his testimony, his book, he tells me that there's different kind of paths, but there's only one straight path. There's crooked paths. There's paths they say, oh, come on, it's easy. Hey, don't worry about it. It's okay. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, it's okay. But then when I read the book and he tells me about this straight path, he teaches me and I understand it, and I stay on that straight path. Number two, I see that testimony, he makes me to go not only on a straight path, but I see that path is narrow. It's narrow. It's not only straight, but it's narrow. You know what you do on a straight path? You ain't going to get lost on a straight path. You stay on it, you're going to be okay. You get on a crooked path, you can get lost, you can take a wrong turn. Straight path, you're fine. He said it's straight. And then he says, it's narrow. It's narrow. Look what he says here. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way. It's narrow. But I see tonight, it's not a congested path. It's not congested. You say, man, everybody's going to heaven. Not according to the Word of God. Everybody that dies and lays in a casket went to heaven. Not according to the Word of God. Who's going, preacher? Those that's been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Only. And when you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you ought to be thankful. Man, there's things going on in my life, your life, man, and it's hard to be thankful 365 days a year. I know it is. But to know that whatever you're going through tonight, he's teaching you something, that you can understand it, and that it keeps you on the straight path. If your life was a bed of roses and it was easy and it was a cakewalk, how long would you stay on that straight path? If you had everything you need, everything you wanted, nothing was wrong, there was no problems, why would you need him? He's the one that keeps me on that straight path. He's the one that keeps me on that narrow path. He's the one that keeps me on that correct path and that path that's not congested. If you don't believe that that path is not congested, the Bible says few find their way in. If you don't believe it, start looking around at what people believe, what you believe. Believes what the Bible teaches, not what you believe. Don't matter what you believe. Don't matter what I believe. It matter what the Bible says. Because I can believe something and it be wrong. But if the Bible teaches it, it's right. And I'm thankful tonight that I allow him to teach me, I get understanding, and he leads me. Let me give you this. The testimony, I'm thankful tonight that he teaches me, he gives me understanding, and he makes me to go on the right path. Is there somebody here tonight who would like to stand and say, hey, I'm on the right path? I'm on the right path. Anybody else? I'm on the right path. right path. On that straight path, man, what God's taught me and what God's done. He said, preacher, I'm not on that straight path. I just ain't thankful tonight. I'm not on it. What do I do? You've got a blank check. It's blank tonight. You can start tonight being thankful. Say, God, you teach me, give me understanding tonight, and lead me the way you want to lead me. But you've got to get your hands off of it. If you want him to lead this church, I got to get my hands off of it. If I want him to lead everything about this, I got to get my hands off of it. My hands, I'd be my own understanding, my own knowledge, and I won't be thankful. But when I get my hands off of it, and I say, God, it's not mine, but it's yours. You lead it. You teach me. Rider, it's 9 months, 2 weeks, and he's ready to walk. I'm telling you, it ain't going to be long. He's doing everything at one time. Just like your kid's doing everything at one time. But you know what that little fella don't want, Brother Kevin? He'll climb up, he'll stand up, he'll go to walk, he'll wobble, and I'll grab him, and he gets to, ah! And I'm like, if I let go, you're going to fall. Ah! I said, okay. Let him go, and he starts crying again. I said, I don't understand. If I hold you, you cry. If you fall, you cry. You don't know what you want. And God said, yep, that's exactly how you are. You want to walk, but you can't even walk without me holding your hand. And when I don't hold your hand, you fall and you cry. I've learned so much by this 9 month old. I was lost, going to hell when Kaylee was born. Awfulest daddy there is. Awfulest, when we dedicated her to the Lord, I had a meth lab blow up on my face, burn all the hide off my awfulest daddy they was. Listen to me. Listen to me. I've not always been a preacher. Awfulest daddy, I couldn't tell you nothing about her. I couldn't tell you nothing. I never changed a diaper. I never fixed a bottle. I never did nothing. I did it my way. Never did nothing with that kid until I got saved. I let her do it. If it was up to me, she could live anywhere. She'd be on the street today, prostituting out, doing what she wanted to do, my old lifestyle. But you listen to me. When I come to know Jesus Christ, he started teaching me that I was her daddy. I wasn't her friend, but I was her daddy. And it started giving me understanding that I need to teach her the ways of this life, teach her the ways of this world. I don't hide nothing from her. I don't sugarcoat it with her. We talk straight, as straight as we can be. Because I want her to understand. She gets on the straight path and she stays on it. She does what's right. She stays. I want to help her. Tonight I told you got a blank check. And I'm thankful tonight that I have a blank check. There's a man in the Word of God that had a blank check. He could have anything he wanted. The Lord said, it's yours. Whatever you want, you can have it. You know what King Solomon said? Turn with me and we're going to close. Tonight I may be talking to somebody. I don't know. You may not be thankful. But tonight I want you to know you got a blank check. And the testimony's not done yet what God can write in your life. 1 Kings chapter number 3 and verse number 9. King Solomon had a blank check. Wisest man there was. The Lord said, what do you want? If the Lord asked you tonight, what do you want, what would you say it would be? If tonight the Lord come to you and said, Brother Hayden, what do you want? What you want? Name it and claim it. It's yours, son. Brother Roddy, if the Lord come to you tonight and said, name it and claim it. It's yours. Whatever you want. What would you ask him for? Here's what Solomon said. He says in 1 Kings chapter number 3 and verse number 9, Solomon said, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord, and Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast not asked for this thing, and because thou hast asked for this thing, and has not asked for long life, neither riches or life of thine enemies, but has asked for thyself understanding, I'm going to give it to you. If we can learn anything tonight, the greatest thing we can have God do is to let his testimony teach us, give us understanding, and to guide our path. Tonight, if you want to know what's wrong with the churches, if you want to know what's wrong with America, if you want to know what's wrong with me most of the time of my life, It's because I don't live by the testimony of the Lord and allow Him to teach me, give me understanding, and lead me. I hate when He shows me something that I messed up on. But Travis Hathcock told me something one time that a school teacher told him one time. He who not learn history must repeat history. Done that a time or two. Not only in spiritual, but in school. So tonight, I want to leave you with this. I'm thankful tonight that He teaches His church. He gives us understanding, and He leads us in the right path. Tonight, if you're sitting there tonight and you say, "Preacher, man, this time of year is tough. It's hard. It is. But you've got so much to be thankful for tonight if God's still teaching you. If He's still giving you understanding. If you're still on the straight and narrow. If you're still on the straight and narrow, man, that's something to get on cloud nine about. I'm going to be home at Thanksgiving. You hear me? I'm going to Mama's. Mama lives in a one-bedroom apartment. It probably ain't got 500 square foot in it. And they're going to be 18 of us getting that 500 square foot. And we're going to gather in there. And we're going to talk about one another when one walks out of the room. Like y'all ain't got family. Who didn't show up, you going to talk about them? Y'all sit there, come on, where are y'all at tonight? Y'all know what I'm talking about. But listen, I don't want you talking about them. You know why? Because they're my family. And tonight I don't want nobody talking about you. You know why? Because you're my family. God's had to teach me that. He's had to give me understanding on that. And He's had to lead me on that. And tonight, if you say, "Preacher, I don't have nothing to be thankful for," you can be thankful tonight that you've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Father, I love you and I thank you.